Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey, this your boy Frank Gore. I'm listening to 49ers Rush. Niners all day. That's Brain Sits Home, baby. Let's go.
I love it, man.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. Here's your host, John Chapman.
All right, guys. We are going crazy early, obviously. But I am heading out of town this weekend, and so I thought, why not? This is a perfect time, especially coming off of this incredible win. Let's do a Patreon preview. Let's jump in, and this is the real reason why the 49ers won the game against the Cowboys. So what we're going to do today is a little bit different than our traditional podcast. We're going to go through and we're going to watch every single defensive snap start to finish the entire game. And that's what we're going to do. Now, if you guys have questions and concerns and stuff, always throw them in the chat. Make sure you tag me so I can see it. And again, I apologize for it being earlier than normal, but I'm going out of town and I got to get this content out because it's just incredible. This is one of the best defensive performances the 49ers have put forth all year. The fact that you held the number one point scoring offense in the NFL, the Cowboys, to 17 points, 307 total yards, it's nothing short of miraculous. And, you know, D'Amico Ryans deserves it all because he's just that dang good. And for those of you that don't get to enjoy this on Patreon all the time, we have done every single offense and defensive snap the entire season. We got it all. So if you want that, again, the link is in the description of this video, or just go to patreon.com, type in 49ers Rush Podcast, and you can get access to all of that as soon as you pull up, as soon as you subscribe. It's all yours. So without further ado, let's jump in, and you can kind of see already what the 49ers are doing. They are going to stop the run and do it with ease almost. Nice play action from the start, but again, like, you know, everything kind of went the way of the 49ers because they just controlled everything, and CeeDee Lamb's going to get one reception, one. Look at this rookie, Ambry Thomas. I mean, just sitting on top of this route and imposing his will on this guy. In the very first play, you know, you get Dak outside of the pocket. If you're the Cowboys, you got a nice play action. You've got a couple one-on-one matchups, and they just miss it. I mean, you've got a wide-open tight end right here just running scot-free, and Dak doesn't get to see it. Why? Watch Aziz come out and get nice pressure. Also, I could spend all day talking about this. This is better than Christmas. Getting these three linebackers on the field at the same time, Fred Warner, Aziz, and Greenlaw? Whew. That's some exciting stuff. And I think we saw how good this defense could be with these guys. And, you know, I think Aziz was supposed to stay out here in this hook to curl zone. But this is a testament to, if you make a mistake, you make it full speed. And good things will happen to you. So you see Aziz, he drops into his zone, should be out here. Somebody should be back here, whether it's Fred, Aziz, whomever, I don't care. They've got a wide open tight end. But whenever you come up and you make a play like this, he just throws the ball away. Nice way to take him to the ground as well. But a huge play there from the rookie Ambry Thomas, just building on his kind of confidence early. And also, man, just Aziz and Bosa. Good gosh. I mean, that's wide open. This dude's open. Missed him. Why? He was uncomfortable. His first, second read were taken, pushed outside the pocket, kind of by design by the Cowboys. Now we're at second and 10. Single high safety look. We're going to see that a lot this game. Rotating the safeties. Nothing new there. They're going to the run. Look at freaking Drake Greenlaw. Oh, man. All three of these guys are going to highlight. Watch Greenlaw just from the snap. Backside B gap right here. Ooh, C. He hit the C. He went outside the tackle. I mean, just the instincts. They don't account for this guy right here. They really, really don't. But the fact that he gets through this so quickly. I mean, look at this. He's already through the line. The puller to hit the kick out hasn't even cleared yet. Dre Greenlaw. Oh, my gosh, man. Yeah, sit down, Zeke. That's a tackle for loss. You're not a very good football player anymore. You'll see it at the backside. You'll see him just shoot through this C-gap. Boom, right there. You get through, and then you just crease it. Fred Warner plugs the play side A-gap. He's going to look to back cut. Nope. Sit down. And again, another thing that makes this play possible is just perfect defensive tackle play. Watch him take this combo block right here, DJ Jones. Splits it. Low man wins. Occupies two blockers. Over here, struggled a little bit with Armstead, but still, you're going against Zach Martin. That's not easy. Yeah, it's so good. Great defense, man. Great defense. Ah, this is fun. This is fun. I'm excited about this. Two eye safety look. Backing it up. Look like we're in quarters. Empty set. Yep. Straight quarters coverage. Outside quarter. Middle quarter. Middle quarter. Outside quarter here. We got a stunt coming. Bosa goes and gets him. All right. Before we pay attention to the sack, let's pay attention to the coverage. I mean, everything's pretty much, I mean, he's already dancing back here. This is covered. This is covered. This is covered. He's got a couple checkdowns, but it's third and long. And he's already in the arms of Bosa. Good coverage. Good coverage. Get him, Bosa. All right, now let's watch the D-line stunt. We got four coming. This is just a TE stunt. So the T goes first. The E comes around. Right here, Armstead's going to press vertical. You loop Bosa over, basically goes untouched, wraps him up, gets the sack. Awesome job from Bosa. I mean, just, you got to find ways. They're trying to chip here. Just say, nope, we'll just take it out. Good job from Samson to keep fighting and pushing too against Tyron Smith. Wow, just absolute dominance from the start of this game. I mean, you're up 10-0, and it's only 4 minutes in the first quarter. And this is the offense's second possession. Look where they're starting. Motion across, single high safety. Look like we're in our cover three. Trying to get a quick out route. Oh, check out the rook at his closing speed. Watch Ambry Thomas again, man. Whew, love to see it. Love to see it. See the quick out route? This is something that, you know, this defense gives up whenever we're in our cover three. But if you make this tackle right here, that's a 3-yard gain, not a big deal. Not only that, puts his helmet on the ball, it's going to be an incomplete pass, man. They were just uncomfortable from the start. Tried going at Ambry Thomas. This dude's balling. Look at the plant, man. Whew. Looking good. Flex on him, Rook. Flex on him, Rook. Targeted four times, gave up two catches. Ugh. Who has the better O-line, Dallas or Green Bay? Oh, Dallas does, considerably. Considerably, Dallas has much better. Bosa said it best, you know, Dottin, that Dallas has two Hall of Famers, Tyron Smith and Zach Martin. Now, if they get back Diari back, Green Bay Packers, that's going to be an issue for sure. But no, this defensive line can play against anybody. Pocket's collapsing. Don't get to Dak there. And they run the comeback route. Again, when we're in the single high safety look, this is where we're susceptible. You see how he's bailing? We are giving up that short. You have no safety help over here. You have to stay on top of the route. You can see by both corners the way in which they're doing it. This is the way we teach it. And then you pounce. And, you know, you get there, but, hey, that's a good pass and a good catch. And what you're telling your team is, look, eventually our D-line's going to get to this. But, hey, if they got to do this to get to third and long, or it's second and 10 here, they're only at the 20-yard line. So they're going to have to do that 10 successful times down there, and we can switch up our coverage. And you bet that they can't do that. You know, we get some pressure. Bosa falls down. Samson gets in there as well. But you don't give up any yards after catch, and you just make them fight that hard consistently down the field. That's the entire defensive game plan and scheme of this team. They come back out, try to establish the run. Zeke cannot break. I don't think Zeke's broken a tackle since 2019. The dude he's not good anymore. I don't understand. They care more about name recognition than anything else. I mean, he can't even run through run tackles. He's just not a good football player anymore. He's a good football player, but nothing like what they're paying him for. He's no Elijah Mitchell, you know what I mean? Good job here by Samson, just stonewalling the edge to shrink that gap. Decent little run there, but again, like, it's not great. Second and six. All right, we got a 3-by-1 set here by the Cowboys. They're going to motion out here. And so what they're trying to do is get numbers, because now they have four eligibles to this side going against four here. Nice job from Dre Greenlaw right here. Ooh, took this play away. Watch Greenlaw creep on this inside drag route. I think it's Amari Cooper coming underneath. Watch backside Greenlaw helping out here. Recognize where the quarterback's looking and do that cutoff route right there. If they're just going to swing that out there, then it's just rally. Yeah, he didn't catch it. He wasn't getting yards anyway. Good job here from Kaywan Williams coming off the number two route. He's not even playing man. He's reading the quarterback straight too. He's the flat defender. Tried to do basically a rub route. Didn't work. Bad pass anyway. Kaywan, throw his ass down. Love it, man. Defensive line-wise, ball comes out quick. I mean, they're getting close to Dak. You know, they got 13 hits on the QB. And so, we'll have to see there. Back-to-back bad plays from, you know, towards Zeke. Not necessarily on Zeke, just didn't result in anything positive. We got our single high look again. Running our cover three. He's in the middle here. He's deep third, outside third here. Pressure's coming. I mean, you got players all over the place. Zach's going to scramble. Yeah, we got a flag down. That's a damn good ball right there. That's a really good ball from Dak. But it's not going to matter, because you guys body slamming people, throwing flags. Most undisciplined team in the NFL. Leads the NFL in penalties. And everybody wants to complain about the refs if you're a Cowboys. Yeah, go ahead and celebrate, buddy. Everybody, like, complaining about the refs. You led the NFL in penalties all year. You had 7 pre-snap penalties. Watch right here. Literally grabs the back of him and throws him to the ground. Let's watch Bosa out here. Coming up on this edge right here. I think this is probably where the holding call took place, where he body slammed him from the back, grabbing his jersey. I'm pretty sure that's what they called. Yeah, I mean, that's a great pass, but yeah, it doesn't take place without, you know, that holding call. Yeah, brag all you want, buddy. It's 3rd and 16. Is that your dance for 3rd and 16? Huh, curious. All right, we got 4-on-3 up top. That's what you like to see. Bailing down here. Got some extra help coming over here from Fred Warner. This is nice. Something we really haven't seen much of. They throw it short of the sticks. It's 3rd and 16. But I want to go back to this coverage that we got here, almost like a bracket coverage. This is interesting. I want to see if Fred checks the running back or if he just goes straight into his drop. Yeah, he's just getting straight depth, but you could tell he's looking this way. Because it's 3rd and 16, you're given inside leverage, almost like a hybrid bracket. Bracket means he's got first outside cut, he's got inside cut. But he's watching here, and so just giving extra coverage help here. Now, they check it down underneath. You can see where the first down marker is, the 29-yard line. So you got to rally and make this play. And they try to do... This team is just a joke, man. A hook and ladder on the drag. You can see Tony Pollard just sitting there waiting. You know, they catch it. It might have worked. Just poor execution. Idea was there, I guess. But hey, yeah, get on him, Fred. Get on him, Fred. Watch Fred watch right here. He's going to be, yeah, he's looking at the backer, making sure he's responsible for the flats as well. Desperate team early, man. So now they're third possession. They're down 13-0. Now we're in the second quarter. And, I mean, the defense is just dominating inside out. So they just got to stay. I mean, good job there. Bosa crashes the edge, takes out the defender. Good job, Ambry Thomas, man. Find weaknesses in this kid's game. Some people said, you know, he's limping out there and all that stuff. It is Wednesday as we're recording this. He's got some time. We got to have Ambry Thomas out there this week. Isn't that awesome to say that, though? Just the transition period that this kid has had in such a short year. Coming up there, outside shoulder. You'd like a little bit more wrap up, whatever else. But he is not a liability in the run game whatsoever. Watch Bosa just crash Lyle Collins. Oh, no, he got crashed on his own. Look at this little sneak block from the tight end. I was wrong here. This is the problem with the wide nine, one of the issues there. Ooh, got snuck. Good job, Ambry Thomas. Nice. Second and six. That's the most successful run play they've had all game. 4 yards. Eight-man box. Gets a big set there. Ooh, another positive run. Look at this. This is best looking their whole team has looked. You know, they got the two tight end set, so they're in 12. Oh, no, they got three tight ends. So they got a tackle over. This is a tackle 78, right? And then two tight ends. So this is almost like a goal line set or a 13 package, as you would call. One back and three additional tight ends. So they're going big. So you try to match up with that, and they block it very well, to be honest with you. That's a pretty good run by Zeke. I haven't said that all year. They got a first down on back-to-back run plays. They're in their inverted diamond package or their old full house. Trying to establish the run there. Bosa takes on two. Ambry Thomas. Ooh, I see Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard is head and shoulders better than Zach or better than Zeke, and it's not even close, man. I don't know why they continue to give the ball to the wrong person. 20 on 20 hate right there. Pollard came down and brought it. But hey, that's all right. You hang in there, man. Hang in there. All right. I mean, you don't make this tackle, he's going for a minute. Tony Pollard was the biggest player that scared me on that offense. That's an 8-yard gain. They're getting some momentum running the game, running the ball here. Got a bunch twin stack right there. Quick pass out. Ooh, that looks backwards. Got a first down. Man, Fred was flying, wasn't he? Watch 54 over here. He's going to be your hook to curl defender. So if it's a pass, you open up. Man, he just goes, he's headhunting right here. Going to get him. Come on. That's the only catch that he had all game. Did this one get brought back too? That was it. Oh, this didn't count as a catch because it was backwards. Gotcha. Trying to get their playmaker involved. First and 10. Two high safety look. He transitions down back to our single high look. Yep, we're going back into our cover three. Ooh, nice tackle there, Givens. Good job, Givens. Whew, that's a hell of a play. Givens was the number one rated defender from Pro Football Focus. Takes on this double team. This is just a simple duo call. Double team on the DT, double team on the DT, and then see what opens up. But man, Givens and Fred Warner. So the whole reason why this play has success starts with number 90. One, he doesn't give up any ground. This dude's a Hall of Famer, this right guard, Zach Martin. You take on the center and tackle and give up no ground, and you don't allow them to get back to your linebacker. On top of that, he discards the Hall of Famer, makes the tackle on his own, and he's got the linebacker there to help him. That's an incredible, incredible play by Givens. That was awesome. 1 yard gain, you take that all day. Play action here. We got a free defender. Coming out. Ooh, huge missed tackle from Mosley. Ah. Yeah, this we got a taste of our own medicine here. The 49ers offense does this quite often. And right there, yeah, he just got juked out. Missed his terrible angle. Terrible angle. At least K-1 came and cleaned it up. He would have kept going. Bad play right there. Willis took the bait, went flat. Oop. Wouldn't have mattered anyway. He got rid of that ball so quick and he was open. Cowboys got some good receivers. They really, really do. This is a promising drive for them. First and 10 now at the 25. Here we go, here we go. Two high safety look. There we go. They run it up the middle. And they had numbers. The play should have worked. Yeah, anytime 95 comes in, we know this play, right? As soon as he comes in, we it's every single team sees him, man. Like, there's a secret chat for NFL offensive coordinators. It's called, when 95 comes in the game, you run it right at him. And, yeah, I mean, it wasn't awful. Wasn't awful. But, man, they pick on that. That's got to kill your psyche. Every single time you finally get in the game, they run it straight at you. Yeah, that's what it is. And what do? They go right back at him again. Number 90. What's up, baby? Kevin Givens, man, he is good. It took him a while to get back to where he wanted to be. He just takes this whole freaking play down on his own. Watch him stun across the center's face and then get big in the gap. So he's going to cross the center's face. Now he cleared him. Now watch him get big in the gap. Look at him. I'm clearing this space. This is mine. Come get me. Red Rover, Red Rover. Yeah, your play is over. Like, I freaking love it, man. And as good as Givens does, 95, he stays kind of who he is. They're going right at him again. They take him. He doesn't know what's going on. They turn his back to the play. That's not good. He don't even know what's going on. But Givens, incredible play right there. 3rd and 5. And that's the thing. This is something we didn't see from the 49ers Bravo group, the backup group, for a very long time. But the fact that they can come in, get a couple plays, and not give up first downs, that's huge. Empty set here. You got a 2x3 set. Two eligibles up here. Three down here. And we're bringing 5. Bringing Warner on a spot blitz. Here's the ball's up. And, yeah, this is an incredible route. 49ers got beat by this last week as well in the exact same situation. The empty, we're basically running a man set right here. And so we're not the best man team. And they had an even better situation up top. So it's an elongated smash concept where you do a short route here, short route here. He's going to run a variation of a corner or an outside release seam, and same thing up here. And what you're doing is, because you're telegraphing, you only have a single high safety, and your corners are spotting up, that means outside corners are going to be open. So this is a smash concept, and he literally just freaking posts straight outside. Perfect pass, perfect route. I mean, that's hard to – I mean, you got Dre Greenlaw in the same situation versus tight end up here. You've got K'Wan Williams with all this field over here and all this field over here. He could have went either way. This safety is basically just non-existent. That is a perfect pass. This drive was the worst drive of the game for this 49ers defense. I mean, there's just so much separation there. I mean, and it's a perfect ball. It's a good concept. If we were in our two high safety look, this play, they don't even run it. but we were adamant on sticking with that single high safety all game. It cost us right there. Curious to see if we do that again on third down and long into an empty set, because it costs you right here. It you can bring as much pressure as you want. That ball is coming out so quick. I mean, count it down. It doesn't matter even if you do get a good blitz. He got rid of that ball quick. Here we go. Let's count it. 1,001, 1,002. Yeah, I mean, that's like 2.1 seconds tops. I mean, you can't guard that. That's beat on the chalkboard. You got out-schemed there. All right, so we come back. Sorry, I didn't mean to rewind it that far. You come back. Where are we at? Okay, 3 minutes left. You're up 16-7, keeping it a two-possession game. Good job, offense. Any points are good points. They're at the 25. Now, let's watch these defensive adjustments that take place. Let's see here. Oh, we got a shark blitz coming. Kaywan Williams coming off the edge. That's going to transition this down to man, looks like. Good job there. I mean, they were humming right here before they kind of got in their own way. That's a good ball into the blitz, too. That's a good ball. Nice catch. See him shoot inside here. I mean, you get good push, but Dax staying in there, freaking throwing some heaters right there. Second and one. Come on now. Single high look. Yeah, try to run the ball. That's not how it works. Armstead's very good at football. I don't know if you know this. Watch 91 right here. Crosses over into the double team and just freaking, golly, man. Almost like a jackrabbit. Like, he has to jump into the A-gap twice. He's going to jump across, get knocked out, jump across, make the tackle. There's one, gets knocked out, establishes, like, this is a huge hole. Like, if you freeze frame this and show the O-line, they're like, oh, great job, guys. But watch right here. He's going to shoot back over again. Whoop, gotcha. That dude two-gapped this very, very well. Armstead, man, he has been so good since he has moved inside. DJ Jones he just got trapped right there. That's one of the worst blocks ever from a DT. Like, you hate this freaking play because you're taught when this guy leaves you to shrink in and you get popped before you know it. And so you're popped as soon as you're trying to make your step. And again, that's a Hall of Famer right there. Great play by the D-line, man. Fred Warner, everybody in there. Third and one. 2:28 left. Let's go. Third and one, big boy football. And they do the delay. Ooh, good job outside. Get on top of it, Fred. God, Zeke is so bad. He got it, though, didn't he? Ugh. Fred Warner is coming for him. Ah, oh, so close. I think he got it, though. I'd give it to him. I think he got it. Watch Bosa out here. He crashes. Stays outside. Good job just bouncing this right there. Fred Warner's coming in. Almost shuts down his momentum. Bosa gets back on top of him. Nice hit there by Tart. Yeah, they got the first down. 2 minute warning. But man, the fact that they're fighting for that at the 35, that's exactly what you want. Everything is a battle. It's a freaking war. Okay, so I want to show you this right here. They come out in that 2x3 set empty, and look, we got our two safeties. So already transitioned out of what we got beat in, and we stayed with our two high safeties. Looks like we're in straight quarters here. Wide open coming across. Ooh, bad pass. He had options here. There were two wide receivers that were open, and he missed them. You got a drag coming across. You got Cedric opening up right here. Now, the ball's already out, and he threw it so far behind him. I love this type of coverage. Just this shell, make them beat you underneath. And if they catch it, so be it. Rally, make the tackle. That's just a bad pass. That's all that was. Watch Dak. D-line coming. Golly, look at this. I mean, he just turned him around. How did what happened here? Watch Samson against Tyron Smith. And he just manhandled him. I don't know. It's not going to be called a penalty. But yeah, just a bad ball. Just a bad ball. That's all that was. Bad pass. Second and 10. And our nickel package here. Rush coming. Yeah, this was blown up from the start. Watch Nick Bosa. I mean, he gets there quick. Right in front of, who is that? Is that Givens again? Givens making an impact now. Dude, watch 90. Read this and just stay right in front of Zeke. Look at him. He sees it. Gets big. Look at that. How do you throw this? Yeah, look at this big 90 there. Really smart play from Dak there, just getting rid of the ball. Good job, Givens. Third and 10. And they're stopping the clock over and over again. Third and 10, 2x3 set. We went single high again. Wow. Didn't expect to see that. Okay, we're in our dime package. We got number 27 in there. Back in Ambry Thomas. Now, this I like. This I like. You see, they had to check out of the play. Good job, D'Amico. He's making a lot of adjustments. They're ready to run their play. Now, watch Dak as we transition to this two high safety look. You see that? They just had to change all their numbers up again. Good. I love the late adjustments. I love it. Pressure's coming. Oh, he's open. Sitting there. Man, we're just not getting there with the pressure. We're bringing Jimmy Ward in. Look at this. I mean, it's only a four, so it's a fire zone blitz. So this doesn't count as a blitz because you're only bringing four. Blitzes are usually bring five. But we're bringing our safety and our nickel, and we're dropping two D linemen in coverage. And, you know, if you don't get there, you're going to be in trouble because you don't want Samson guarding the flats. It's okay if it's a quick one. He gets a little bit of a reroute there. But, again, he needs to be getting depth. And, again, he's not going to be very quick. But if you bring this and you don't get there, then you're in trouble. Got a first down on that one for sure. You got Givens out here. Givens actually had decent coverage, not going to lie. It's a Z, sorry. The numbers, the sun on the numbers makes it rough. Man, Dak just sliding in the pocket was really, really good. That's a good ball. That's a really good ball. All right, they got the first down, 1:45 left. Come on. Hold them right here. Quarters look. Like this. This is not our quarters look. This is our special. So this is where we run halves here and we run quarters to this side. So it looks like quarters, but it's not. It's a special coverage where you're running cover two to this side of the field with the two eligibles and you're running quarters to the three eligible side. And you can tell the difference by the safeties, right? When the safety's backing up on the hash, that's going to tell you halves. When the safety's backing up on the numbers, this is going to tell you halves. It's going to tell you quarters. And you can see how he's not getting depth there. He's sitting underneath. Ooh, nice. Very nice. Good tackle. Inbounds, too. Jerry, your stadium. It's a nice stadium. It's just got some... You got to make everything so weird, bro. Way to sit on it, Aziz. Wait for your help. Good job. Second and 2 minute and a half left and counting. Now that looks more like quarters. Ball's coming out. You know, they're just finding their way downfield, trying to get anything. Man, if you could make that tackle in bounds, that would have been huge. Now they got three timeouts. It wouldn't have mattered. 1:19 left. Come on, get to the quarterback. There it is. Oh, crunched him. Crunched him. A lot of it, you get pressure up front, but look at this coverage. Okay, we got our cover three. Ooh, if that is quarters, Tart, good gosh. Good recovery there, but man, he missed this. The tight end was screaming. I don't know how Dak missed this one. I don't know what the hell Tart's doing. Tart had a bad game. Tart's had a really good month. He had a really bad game. The pressure makes him check it down. Dude, that should have been a touchdown for them. Tart was wrong. Let's watch DJ Jones. I mean, this is open right there. But pressure gets there, and you can see how he just goes straight to check down. Fred Warner crunched him, man. Folding chair. Oh, is this where Bosa got hurt? I think it is. I don't want to watch it. Yep, right there. That'd do it. DJ Jones, straight to the head. What was the penalty here? I think it was a holding call. Yeah, hands to the face. Good God. Hands to the face, holding, choke hold, takedown, resulted in our player getting hurt, man. Yeah, first and 20 now, and Bosa's out. That hurts for sure, but man, dude's such a beast. Did so much in less than a half of football. Good news is 92, Charles Omenihu came in and played very, very well. And they've got, this is where the ball should be going. And just a bad ball. And Dak was off on the move. There's no doubt about that. You lose contain. I mean, he's got a huge window to throw this ball to, and it's not even close. They didn't get points on this drive because that Bosa hold. They were pretty close to getting points. They roll it. I mean, that is wide open. That is just a terrible ball. Oh, that was awful. Second and 20. Zeke's coming back in motion. Here we go. Interesting look right there. Okay. We're bringing it, man. That's a blitz. Get there on him. Yes. I don't know how he got rid of that ball. Good job. Stayed in bounds. Stayed in bounds, which I don't know if that's what we wanted right there. Got there. Good job. Wrap up the quarterback. It's a pretty good job there by Dak. That's a difference at about 25 yards. Still nowhere near. Here over here is the first down marker. They're not even close. Great effort. Great effort. Love this, man. So many hits on the quarterback. This wears him out, man. That wears him out. This dude's making freak plays with a dude draped over his back, and it doesn't even, like, help him. All right, let's go back on this one. This one, I mean, you can see the players. They can't see. They can't see. And so you throw it right here. This dude's wide open, and he's ducking the ball because you just can't see. This one, shout out to Jarrah. I see Jarrah. This is why you get, I mean, the dude's hiding from the ball. Nobody can see it. Awesome, man. He's like, I can't see, man. I love it. He was open. And, I mean, it's a good ball. Like, it basically almost hits him in the head. Nobody can see. Nobody can see. And because of that, now you're up, you know, 16-7. And so, I mean, it's just awesome. Like, yeah, I'm with you, Tony. Why would he build it east to west? Like, why would you do that? And that's the first half of the film. We're going to continue. Let's do second half of the film right after this quick announcement. All right, guys, I've been teasing this for a minute. But it's time. Here we go. We're hosting our draft party in Las Vegas during the first and second round of the draft. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be a small party. Like, we're talking around 200 or less, which we've been having that show up just at our Rush road trips. The only difference is for our NFL draft coverage, days one and day two, we're going to have two 49ers join us, rookie Elijah Mitchell and all-pro linebacker and captain of the defense, Fred Warner. So, If you want to participate in this and get to know these players, and again, it's going to be an intimate setting, pictures, autographs, going to have them on the pod, interview them, things like that, live while you are there in Las Vegas, you got to text this number. It's the only place you're going to be able to get access to early bird pricing, exclusive offers, because we're going to fill it up ourselves. I'm just telling you that right now. So what you have to do, you text the word draft, D-R-A-F-T, to this phone number. It's on the screen. Or just listen to me read it off to you. 833-306-0365. Again, text the word draft, D-R-A-F-T, to 833-306-0365. You want to hang out with Fred Warner, Elijah Mitchell? You want to rub that into the face of your fantasy team, your fantasy league members, and all that stuff? You want to talk 49ers? You want to be able to build those memories for the family? This is the place to do it. So check us out over there. And again, when we sell out, it's going to go quick. So whenever we release that information on that to the draft number, make sure you move quick on it. Come party with us. It's going to be one of the been building this for a long time and really excited to provide this for the faithful, for our listeners, and to continue to build a community. So come party with us during the NFL draft in Las Vegas. Excited to see you guys there. All right, excited about that hangout, man. That's going to be absolutely epic. So, again, excited to hang out with everybody and just excited to provide that, which is going to be really cool. Shout out to Aaron Rodriguez. He says, man, John, here with COVID, God willing, be able to see the 49ers grate some cheese on Saturday. Get better, man. We need you. We need all of us. Stay safe, brother. Stay safe, man. All right, let's jump now into the second half. Here we go. And the 49ers came out. Oh my gosh, when Dre Greenlaw makes a play, everybody feels it. Watch 5-7. This is the second time he's done this game. He comes up, that's against Tyron Smith, and just says, nope, and he goes to kill people. Like, Kyle Shanahan called him Mike Thomas with a uniform on. I mean, Mike Tyson with a uniform on. And I mean, he just comes in to freaking, he's a headhunter. He tries to rip his damn head off. It's violence, and it's a violent sport. It really reminds me, he's nowhere near the player Patrick Willis will, like, he'll never be that. But the violence, I remember grading Patrick Willis's college tape at Ole Miss. Dre Greenlaw, he is that violent. Now, he's not all the other things, but golly, he's such a good tackler. It's his best trait by far. Great play. Just shot out of freaking cannon. All right, 2nd and 10 after the tackle for loss. Let's go right here, baby. Just a quick hook curl. Not a big deal. Nice tackle, Aziz. When Aziz, like, if you combine the best attributes of Aziz and Dre Greenlaw, you get the best linebacker ever. But they have different things that the other doesn't have. Aziz doesn't have the elite tackling that Greenlaw has, but it's improving consistently. And driving on plays like this and bringing his legs, that's his thing. Bring his legs with him. And you'll see 5-1 right here. Bringing the legs. And so you make contact, but you make step. Ah, see, he even killed his legs on that one too. But still, nice tackle. I'll take that. 3rd and 5. Back-to-back linebackers. Man, it's nice having Aziz and Greenlaw back. Oh, it's so nice. Hopefully Warner's going to be fine. I'm pretty sure he's going to play this week. 3rd and 5. They're changing some stuff up. Oh, got him to jump. You know, I was at the game here in Dallas. Not near as many fans as we had in SoFi against the Rams, but still, that upper ring, we freaking dominated that thing. Lower, not so much, but we got loud on 3rd downs. I'll tell you that. It went like it was just quiet there. Look at Fred. Now it's 3rd and 10. Big difference between 3rd and 10 and 3rd and 5. Maybe not for the 49ers defense. We're kind of susceptible in 3rd and longs. Oh, they did it again. Look at Fred. Yeah. Yep. Got him. Now 3rd and 5 to 30. Y'all complain about the refs. Why aren't y'all complaining about this? 7 pre-snap penalties, back-to-back false starts at home on 3rd down? Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Jarrah. Oh, man. Yeah, Tony, DJ Jones swing move, it's epic good. You can tell him and Buckner practiced that together 1,000 times because it's Buckner-esque. It's getting there. Third and 15, man, navigates the pocket so well, but look at this coverage. Locked down. Good. Very, very good. Covered. I mean, this is perfect cover four. Like, this is how you design it. If you show on a chalkboard what cover four would look like, it's this. Boom, right here. Nobody comes to your area. You help shallow going across. Boom, boom. This is awesome. Great coverage. And it results in a sack. Get him, Arden Key. And he takes on this one. Oh, both of these guys. Oh, my gosh. Great job. I mean, he two gaps people on the regular. He's the tallest dude. He's the biggest dude on the field all the time, Eric Armstead. Him against Zach Martin and the center. Whoop. Discards the dude right in his face. I mean, this is a coverage sack, but golly, man, Eric Armstead has played as well as you possibly could play back-to-back weeks versus the Rams and versus the Cowboys and making it count. Third and long, getting the sack. Demoralizing for an offense. 7-16, you know, offense isn't going to do anything in the second half besides when we get the interception, but...
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props. Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds. Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks. Lillard, 4 3-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Golly, man, that play's not going anywhere. Ooh, nice cutback. That was a good play. That was a good play, Zeke. I mean, we over-pursued this one pretty strong. I mean, he had nowhere to go. Look at this block in the back right there. Eh, maybe not. That was a pretty day. That's Zeke's best run. Watch Givens is too good. That's the problem. Shoots through this, and he just gets too much over the top of it. Says, whoop. Can't put those brakes on, can you, big dog? He's a rhino, ladies and gentlemen. That was awesome. Who's that guy, 88? Haven't seen him do anything today. Let's see. They get the 1 yard. I see you, Mosley, dipping your head in there. Not the best technique by any stretch, but... I love him trying to get in there. Yeah, flex on him. First and 10, 11 minutes in the third. I mean, they got, this is, again, where context. The number one scoring offense in the NFL. The most yards in the NFL during the regular season. They got 7 points in the third quarter at home. At home. That's not holding. Oh, K-1 coming for him, man. I don't know. Look at the coverage right here. This is so good. This is so good over the top. This is so good right here. Pretty good trail technique right here. I mean, there's a reason why he's not throwing this ball. You ain't throwing that. Fred Warner. Hold on. I was talking trash on 88. Let's look at this. He's running a drag against zone. Fred Warner cannot see CD Lamb. He doesn't see him, but he knows his responsibility. He still doesn't see him. Oh, there he is. Turns on the Jets and gets right underneath him. Look at this coverage and just the awareness of 5-4. It's uncanny, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's a feel. Look, he's looking this way and understanding. I'm mirroring the quarterback. I know my depth zone right at the first down marker. That's against CeeDee Lamb. I mean, in the open field. That's unreal, 5-4. Not many linebackers can do that. We'll watch from this side. Just the speed and awareness. Getting his depth. He doesn't know that dude's behind him. Now he does. Oh, there's a guy right there. Get there. Look at this. When you have all these guys, this dude stepped out of bounds on his own, dummy. Undisciplined team. Two guys right on top of each other. Quarterback scrambling. One of you needs to take off this way. Like, how do they not know this? Instead, they just walks out of bounds. Look at this dude. He just walk out of bounds. Shaking his head because he didn't get the ball. Like, if I was a coach, that pissed me off. That pissed me off. Play action. Look at this coverage from the Rook. Mosley. Yeah, chunk it deep. Oh, that's so good. That is incredible coverage. Ambry freaking Thomas. Perfect coverage. Excuse me. I mean, just perfect. Right there. Open it up. You have position. You don't have to get out of his way. Just stays right on top of him. Making a play on the ball the whole time. Should have been intercepted. I mean, Jimmy Ward just has no ball skills whatsoever. He had the two interceptions versus the Rams. I think that's it in the past 4 years. But the break on the ball was great. I mean, come on, man. That's just like, that's right to him. But this is Ambry Thomas, man. Ambry Thomas, so freaking good. This is what cover three should look like. And if you can get your center fielder over there to make a play, I mean, that should be an interception for sure. But that's all Ambry Thomas. He's picking up the vet. Ambry, the rookie, picking up the vet. Whew. That's exciting, ladies and gentlemen. Look at Givens. He's fighting through there now. I'm telling you, man. This kid, Ambry Thomas, is very good. Come on, why are you shying away? He didn't even touch the ball. How do you not touch the ball there? I love Jimmy Ward. But we know, ball skills, that's not his job. I wish he'd spend some time on this. I'm sure he does. But like the fact that he's right there and doesn't even touch it. Look at him picking up the vet. Come on, captain of the defense. 3rd and 7. Here we go. You can kind of see how the play's developing here. There's not really a lot open. He's waiting. This is where he's probably going to go with the ball right here. And too high. Good coverage here from Mosley. They're trying to test our corners. Our corners are freaking shutting this down. Look at, he's right on top of him. He's fighting back to the ball. Dak was expecting him to sit a little bit, but the corner was on top of him. You got to fight back to the ball. Pressure in the face. Ooh, Jordan Willis, you know, he got beat, but nice energy. I mean, he's just no chance there. Waving to him. All right, here we go. 3rd quarter still, 7-16. Golly, offense. Come on, do something. Do something, offense. We loading up in the middle. They got a big set coming. Play action. Got a linebacker coming. No pressure. Going to throw it on the break right here. Nope. I'm telling you, man, they were off. It's not from a lack of targets CeeDee Lamb didn't get involved. I mean, he just covered. He's covered. Look at him right on top of him. And a bad pass. Dude, Emmanuel Mosley. Whew! Corners. Y'all remember when corners were a problem for this team? No. Corners ain't a problem. He on top of him, man. He inside his jock strap. Ugh. Second down, we got a 3-by-1 set. They motion over. We got a pro twins here. Motioning down to help with the tight end. Back it. I love these adjustments, man. Now we're into straight cover two. So this is one of the many small variations. First time we've seen it this game where we went from, again, just look at this. Single high coverage. Motion comes. Now we're looking like we're in our cover three. Middle of the field. They start to go. Nope. Now we're into our quarters look. Nope. It's actually cover two. So he's got this half. He's got this half. So you're on top of that, and you've got your five under, okay? So cover two deep, five across, switching up your coverages. Oh, he found it, though, didn't he? Yeah, he did. Didn't get the pressure. Finding those pockets. I love this, man. I love switching up our coverages. This is the first time we're in the third quarter, first time we've seen this. And they had the time. They got the pass protection. They're just going to, right here, just target this hook to curl zone. He's got a flash up underneath, alleviates this vacancy in the back. This is a nice play. Good play by Dak, and they had time, first and 10. But I love giving different looks. Quick flare route. Not a big deal if you get there quick. Don't let him get his momentum. Come on. Ah. Oh. There we go. What was the penalty on here? Blocking before the ball. Could have been called that. Holding or blocking before the ball. Let's see what he calls there. And you can just tell, man, CD Lamb's body language. Watch 88 right here. Once that flag comes in, watch him. Look at him. See the flag? Man, just like, come on, really? And this is where the great things start, okay? You had the penalty. The Cowboys can't get out of their own way. Now you got the DJ Jones swim move. Whoop! Oh, that's so good. Gets a sack. Nobody's really open on the back end. Right here, a little bit, actually. Look at his body language, man. CeeDee Lamb, goodness. It sucks getting your rear end beat in the playoffs. But 9-3 right here, about to take this game over. Whoop! Slipped him, Connor Williams. Chase him down, grabs him, takes him to the ground. Soft and easy. Don't put your weight on. Can't throw a flag there. All DJ Jones. Now, this three play, this is why the 49ers won the game. You get the DJ Jones sack. Now they're in a very, very poor position. Second and 30. Now it's time for Dak to not be quite so Dak. Right here, K'Wan Williams. Reads it. Shoots outside. Runs the route for him. Gets the interception off the back end. Again, you could tell teams, hey, man, you can just keep throwing that curl. We're going to give you that all game, until we don't. You pounce on it, get the interception at the 25. Huge. Get him, Shark. Very next play, Debo looks at Kyle in the face. We already did the offensive breakdown. If you want to watch every offensive play, you can go check that out. Very first play, 25-yard Debo touchdown run. Like that three-play segment. DJ Jones sack. K'Wan Williams interception. Debo touchdown run. It's the only offensive points in the entire second half. That's it. The entire second half. Nothing else. Offense so inconsistent, man. Defense, not inconsistent. Best defense in the NFL right now in the playoffs. I'd love to argue that one. Here we go. We got a cover two look again. So, now I want to watch this because this is like one of two catches Ambry Thomas gave up, and it's on like a quick little curl route. You know, and it's not really even on him. It's soft spot of the zone. They were in cover two. Wasn't even in man. That's it. That's all Ambry Thomas got beat. CeeDee Lamb. Who cares? Amari Cooper. Who cares? This is all you're going to get? A hook where he falls down as he catches it? That dude, Ambry Thomas should have lifted his leg, took a piss on the stadium because he owned that damn field. He owned this field after this game. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Look at the pressure right there. Another bad pass. They just can't get on the same level, him and CD. Whew. Oh, man. And he runs it off. That's a great route. That's just a bad ball. Man, skips 3 yards before it gets to CD Lamb. Look, we're calling for a defensive or an offensive holding call. Let's see what we're missing here. I'm not seeing. Oh, yeah, right here. Charles O'Minihue gets body slammed. Charles played well, man. Played really well. Gets up underneath. Yep, holding right there. Slammed him down. It's close. They weren't really calling a lot of holding plays. Yeah, he's like, hey, man. 3rd and 4. Call that biz. Right, here we go. Coming across. Good coverage. He's got nowhere to go. He's going to spin out. Stay on it. Nice transition. He got nowhere to go. 3rd and 4. He got nowhere to go. He was about to come open right here. Okay, so swoop right there. Now, he peels. They do this correct. He comes up and he peels. Watch this transition right here. Watch right here, K1. Nope. I got short. I got deep. Understanding the rules. You sit on top, then you flash. Look at this play out here by freaking Eric Armstead and Arden Key. Watch Eric Armstead. Backside defensive tackle. Are you kidding me? In the pass rush. They cross. They run a TT stunt. Look at him. He's reading. Oh, he escaped the pocket? Right here. Look at this effort. Look at this effort. Cut him off. Arden Key chasing him down from the backside. Right here. These two defensive tackles making the play. Yeah, it's our NASCAR package. Look at Arden Key. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. Ah, that's 4th down, man. Ah, that's good defense. And so again, minute left in the third. Only 7 points, number one scoring offense. Offense didn't do jack squats the entire second half. Ah, bothers me. Great defensive performance, man. Incredible. Oh, get that QB, baby. Where he was going to throw it out here. Let's see what he was looking for. This is covered. All right, now he comes back this side. About to pump fake. That's covered. This is covered. Ain't nowhere to go with the ball. About to go to his outlet. Nope, you ran out of time, buddy. That's called a sack. Strip fumble. Look at that. Get him, Charles. We got him for peanuts. Pennies on the dollar. Get him against freaking... That's against Tyron Smith. Boom. Sack, strip, fumble. Yeah, get them both, man. Great job. Whew. Charles O'Minihue. I love it. Y'all going the wrong way, Dallas. You going the wrong way. That's it. Oh, we got another penalty. We got a penalty on this play. That's the only catch 88 gets. That's it. That's it. Somebody jumped off sides. I think they called it on him lined up off sides. Ooh, look at this takedown here. Watch Samson on this side over here. Got takedown. That's it. That's the only play he had all game. That's it. 55 seconds. Second and 15. Oh, no. It was against them. So they did call that against him. Never mind. Oh. Knocked him into. This is a good ball because he was covered. Knocked him into the reception. Just a seam route. Trying to hit that pocket. And go get that ball. Look at that ball. That's a hell of a catch. Yeah, that's on you, man. Make a play on the ball. Just didn't see it, Tar. Tar had a bad game. Yeah, make a play right there on the ball. You see how he's trying to catch with two? You wrong arm it. Deflect the ball. You just didn't see it in time. Second and 25, you give up a 23-yard reception up the middle. That's a good pass and catch, though. Third and 2, they run it. They get it. Whew. It's right there. Yeah, it's a good run from them. Yeah, the first running play we've seen in a minute. All right, now we're in the fourth quarter. So before we do that, real quick word from our sponsor, MyBookie. Even though fantasy football season's over, it doesn't mean that there's not excitement whenever you keep everything alive with MyBookie's double deposit bonus. Having your initial deposit matched all the way up to $1,000 is like playing every game with home field advantage. So all you have to do is head to mybookie.ag and use promo code 49ERS, or you can use the QR code on the screen. Get the funds credited to your account instantly so you can start placing your bets with MyBookie. Now, with the NFL posting on full swing, there's no shortage of games to choose from with MyBookie. And here's what I'll tell you, man. MyBookie is home to the exclusive contests that can be used to maximize your winnings and make 2022 your best year yet. We crushed 2021, so be with us as we continue betting with MyBookie for 2022. Don't miss out. Double your first deposit up to $1,000 using promo code 49ERS. Place your bets and get ready for intensity playoff action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, now we're in the fourth quarter. You know, you're up 16 points, essentially two full possessions, even if they score a touchdown and get the two-point conversions. And, yeah, I mean, you just keep doing what you're doing on defense. And offensively, try to get anything going. And they were just so bad second half. Looks like we're coming, and we are. Bringing five. Stood in the pocket, made the throw. Make the tackle. Very nice. Nice rally. Nothing wrong with that. Make him get rid of the ball quick. We bring five here. Fred's going to drop. We're going to bring Shark. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And really, pressure got there. He just got rid of the ball so quick. Good job. Way to overrun that, Fred. Second and 4. Also, I love how they kept switching it up. I mean, just being smart. You know, everybody wanted to talk about, like, oh, Greenlaw or Azeez. And no, and I kept saying this. It's both. You know, Azeez was playing the number 2 linebacker spot the first half, and you switch some up to Azeez in the fourth. There's not a wrong. You keep Fred out there, obviously. He's that much better. But, like, let these guys rotate. There's nothing wrong. Delayed safety blitz. Oh, he came right into it. Go get him, Jimmy. He's like, I'm coming this play, okay? This is something they saw whenever they saw the trips away. Okay, so you got trips this side or Trey, technically tight end and two receivers is Trey set. Trips is three wide receivers. Away, the back line's up away. You could tell Jimmy, they saw something. So this delayed safety blitz, he's not accounted for in the run game. This comes up one-on-one and makes a play. Film is good. This was a predictable offense. You'll see one. Jimmy Ward coming for you. Coming for you. Whoop. Gotcha. Look at that. Yeah, he's pumped. It's great whenever you see something and you're like, hey, here's what we're going to do to it. It's going to work. And then it works. You execute it. That's a momentum right there. Come on. Don't give him that much time. Oh, he dropped it. He dropped it. What's up, Edgar? Glad to have you with you, man. Steven, that Niners defense better show up against the Packers. They will. You just got to get the offense just to be consistent. Instead of red hot and ice cold, just be consistent. That's all I want. I mean, it'd be great if they were red hot all the time. Get him right in his face, man, making it difficult. I mean, that should have been caught from Amari Cooper. He got scared. I would be scared too, man. Greenlaw's scary. We've got a lot of great stars. Greenlaw scares people. I'm telling you right now. Greenlaw scares people. he hit him anyway. I always tell people, you're going to get hit anyway. You might as well catch it. 4th and 4. Fourth and four. Get our defense out there. They subbed. We got time to get our defense out there. It's five doing it. Huh. Was a punt, but they subbed, so we get a sub. This is weird. They don't know what they want to do. This just continues to show you how screwed up. Look at this. Can y'all see at the bottom of the screen? Just, they don't know what the hell they're doing. Now they sub, we get a sub. Just keep your defense out there, man. Don't ever put Josh Norman out there ever. Now their offense is out there. I don't know how this clock's still going. How did the play clock not expire? Fourth and four. Got a penalty there. Yeah, delay a game. Like, this. Everybody want to get upset? Dallas Cowboys, about the officiating? This your own sorry-ass fault. That's all it is. It's ridiculous. They don't know what they're doing. They're lined up in punt. They're trying to count. They don't know what's going on. This is all Cowboys coaching. Now, they're not going to take any respect. But again, at least we're not this bad. They don't know what they're doing. They have no clue what's going on. Look at them. Oh, we're going back offense now? Okay, cool. We're going to stay here. What are we doing, coach? No timeout called. Okay, yeah, guys, come on. Let's switch it out. Like, the whole time, we can't see the play clock here. But it's just a testament to how disorganized and undisciplined this team is. Now you subbed. If I was the 49ers, I would have subbed one D lineman in for the other and told him to jog his rear end off. Because you just subbed everybody. That's why he's standing here. They can't snap the ball till you have time to adjust to their substitution. This official up here, he's looking, making sure, okay, all substitutions are in. Now we're good. And play's blown dead. You guys are dumb. First to 15. Ugh. All right, here we go. Look how the confidence they have in this rookie up top. Got Jimmy Ward over top. We're in our cover two. Yeah, he thought he had that. He didn't. You'll see it. Watch right here. Watch. Dak thought he had something, but we switched up our coverage. Looks like cover three. At least to this side. He's about to throw this right here, but man, we took that. Kaywan took it. Basically just throws it away. Man, that is really, really good. Watch the pressure here. Samson, just effort. Goes low. Gets into the pocket. DJ Jones comes over the top. Oh, good job. Not a good ball. Whew. Defense cooking now. Second and 15. Like we're showing. Show blitz. Oh, you're late. Let's see if he gets it out. We got Jimmy Ward coming in your face. Oh, he got it. That's a good ball. Oh, make that tackle, Fred. Oh, it didn't matter. Didn't matter. Good job, Mosley. Way to pick up that slack. Ward's coming now. Comes free. Right in his face. Perfect. Don't hit him in the head. But you can hit his arm. That's a good ball from Dak. Fred misses. Not Mosley, though. Third and nine. Let's go. Come on. Trying to throw a screen. Gets red. Look at this tackle. One-on-one in the open field. Their most elusive player on their team, Tony Pollard, who has had freak performances time and time again. One-on-one in the open field with our corner. Look at the tackling. Great job, Emmanuel Mosley, on third down. They got the matchup they wanted. Woo! Golly, man. This tackle right there. Wrapping up, driving your feet, bringing them back. Oh, that is incredible. Right in front of their sideline. Look at that, man. Oh, look at that. They're just done. They get a field goal. 9.5 minutes. We're up 13 points in the fourth. Look where they get the freaking ball. Look where they get the freaking ball. This is the difference that turnovers make. This is the third consecutive game. And again, I don't want to turn this into a Jimmy whatever session. Three straight games that Jimmy Garoppolo has more interceptions than touchdowns. Three straight. Look where you just gave him the ball. Their best, they haven't even gotten this far in. All right. Can't do that crap, man. You just, the defense played lights out. Number one offense in the NFL. Most points, most yards ever. What do they got? 10 points in the fourth quarter. Jimmy? Can't do that crap, man. It's just not good football. It's bad football. Ooh, could have got hurt right there, man. Aziz coming to kill. Oh, this pisses me off, man. Long drive, defense holds. Jimmy just gives him the ball right outside the red zone. Oh, it's bad football. Z's killed him. Good gosh. Don't kill your own guys. Friendly fire. First trip in the red zone. First trip inside the 20 all day, and it's because of Jimmy. That's his only catch. His only catch of the day. 8-8. I love it, man. That's it. He gets one. Fred almost got it. Only catch of the game. He's a baller, though, but I love how the rookie took him out of it. Golly, Jimmy. This ain't on the defense, man. Nice. Good coverage, man. Good coverage. Good coverage. D-line doesn't really get there. They take each other out right here. Samson stepped on Armstead. Good coverage, though. Great coverage. What are you complaining about? Let's see what he's complaining about, because this is kind of who the Cowboys are. They just complain about things. Watch right here. What's he complaining about? What's he complaining about? This is attitude reflects leadership. Maybe you could have called holding right there. No. Yeah, man. That's it looked like LeBron out there, man. J.R. Smith, why are you going that way? You had the layup, man. Look at this dude. Look at this dude. Ugh. Just put in such a bad spot, man. You'd love to get out of here and hold them to a field goal and just crush their spirits. And, I mean, they did a pretty damn good job of getting close. And they conceded nothing. Look at Drake Greenlaw talking. Watch 5-7. He plays big now. He takes his stuff. Everything's personal to him. Golly. Oh, my gosh. Watch this. Okay, watch the center come block Drake Greenlaw and get punched in the mouth. Watch Dre Greenlaw, okay? He's going to come off. Watch right here. Boom. Just slept him. It makes this play. Like, the violence that this kid brings, it's different. And I think we missed Warner's out. And so you got to have these two dudes are studs. Like, Warner's amazing. I'm so glad he, but these two dudes, they're great. Like, we're very spoiled to have these three. Just punches them, man. Whew. That is violent. Good job, Armstead. Third and five. They almost held him. They almost held him. Out Bosa. Out Warner. Look at that holding. He just walks in the end zone. He just lost outside contain here. Coverage was good. I mean, I'd love to have Bosa on that edge, but it's what it is. Good job, Jack. First rushing touchdown for him, and this would be his eighth game. Watch Armstead coming across. Yeah, I probably wouldn't call that holding. It's close, but I wouldn't call it. No, they just beat him. We lost the edge. Charles Minihue gave up the edge. Didn't keep contain. There you go. So Jimmy G gave him 7 points. Okay, so now it's a one possession game, 2:42. Offense does nothing again. Missed a wide open Brandon Ayuk. Would have iced the game almost. And so here we go. Defense, back-to-back. Remember back in the early season, right? The Packers game, and you lose those close possessions at the end of the game. The Colts game. One more in there. defense changed its tone. Back-to-back weeks, delivering when everything's on the line, when the offense just can't put stuff up. Well, the offense did score in the Rams game late, for sure. They turned it on the second half, actually. That ball got tipped. Who tipped that? Who tipped it? Was it Charles? Charles or Givens? These two guys, man, they had a game. Yeah, that's Givens, man. He was disruptive. All right, second and 10 here. Ooh, that was a good pass. Golly, got to get that depth. Got to get that depth. We're losing contain. He stepped up through it, though. Oh, the K-1. Yeah, I mean, so close. That's just a really good ball. Just nice touch just over K-1. K-1's small, but... I mean, you could kind of see. I mean, that's just a perfect ball. So close. Perfect ball. Golly, man. That was really good. You got to get there with pass rush, or you got to get a deeper drop from K-1 there. 2:30 left. Come on. No, Jimmy's not a free agent. We have him one more year under contract. He does not have a no-trade clause, so you could trade him to whoever you want if you want to move that route. We'll deal with that in the offseason. Look at the coverage. Look at the coverage. Look at the coverage. That's backside. Yeah. They all fall down, man. That's a coverage sack right there. There's Charles Aminu. You can see the black strap coming off over here. Gold cleats on the bottom. Tyron Smith. Dude, just fighting. Oh, that should have been. That's holding. Still got in there. Let's watch Givens. You know Givens going to be in the thick of it. Dude comes over the top. Oh, get him, baby. God, that's great. Everybody getting hits on Dak. Whew. Second and 11. Close to the 2-minute warning. I think they get the snap off if I remember correctly. Yeah. Check it down. Oh, he dropped it. Oh, he dropped it. What's up, number 88? I don't even like CeeDee Lamb. I just dislike the Cowboys so much that I'm relishing in this because you've got this playmaker on your team and he had one catch the whole game. Ugh. That's awesome, man. Ooh. All right, third and 11, just under 2 minutes. Come on now. Oh, man. We're pressing the issue. There's no prevent defense here. We are pressing the issue. Attack forward. Show blitz coming. We bail. Just bring four. Looking to the left. He decides to run with it. Oh. We got flags coming in, and he dropped it anyway. Pretty good idea, actually. I mean, if he catches that, he just doesn't catch it. Why did he try to one-hand that? But yeah, we're going to get a holding call on the back end. Let's watch it. Coming off the edge here. Yeah, here's the call. Look at this. Right here. That's the holding call. Pulling away from his entire body, stopping him from getting the quarterback. Yeah, that's 100% holding. Tyron Smith, man, did not have a good game. You know, he's fought back from COVID and all kinds of different stuff, I believe. So, yeah, he's holding him. You can see it. That dude, he threw that. I don't know how he dropped that. Holding. Send it back, baby. Fourth and 11. We declined the penalty. We didn't take it. You want the fourth down, doing a show blitz again, and we come. Show blitz is coming. He got nowhere to go. He throws it away. There ain't nobody out there, man. There ain't nobody out there. I mean, you act like you're bringing it so many times, And I don't think we've seen this one yet. This is a fun one. Everybody's blitzing, and Jimmy Ward's going to loop over through the A gap and get the pressure. So play side A. So watch right here, strength side A, if you're calling two trips. See right here, everybody goes straight ahead. Jimmy comes across through the A and gets there, man. Very nice. It's just a hope and a prayer. This used to work versus us. Not anymore. Great job, Tart. Good coverage. Right here, you're going to see Jimmy flash all the way across and go right here inside. This is the gap he's going to hit right there. Boom, you see it? See it open? Get there, Samson getting big. Tart smart, playing the ball. No contact. Don't let the refs bail him out. And that should be game. That should be game. All you have to do is get like one first down. You don't do it. And then all you got to do is punt the ball and not let the ball go in the end zone. Mitch can't do it. Jimmy Garoppolo and Mitch come up short. Anyway, they get 30 seconds left. No timeouts. Man, imagine if that ball just bounced. It didn't even have to. I don't even care if the ball goes past the 20. But if the ball bounces inside the line of play, you get to let it bounce for 3 to 4 seconds. Anyway, all right. We got our big dime situation in there. Man, we're bringing four still, which I love, and we just got everybody back. And so let them go deep. Who cares? They do another hook and ladder. Works out pretty well. Make that tackle. Let's take about 20, 30 seconds off. The CD's hurt now. I love that we're bringing four still. Pretty good pressure. Dak's not comfortable. Whoop. Hook and ladder. Stay outside. Man, just come up and make that tackle in bounds. That'd be huge. Yeah, you see him limping there. 24 seconds. Ball on the 40 now. Staying with what we got. Again, you're just basically running. I want to see what we're doing here. We run in quarters? Okay, they're just basically, you know, we don't get a C here. It looked like quarters to this side, but it's just a screen. Trying to get out of bounds. Ooh, way to come up and contest mostly. They're just trying to get close. Good play call there. And give them nothing. 18 seconds. Just got to make one tackle in bounds. They just do a quick out. Yeah, you're conceding a lot of territory there. I don't like the coverage here either, Kenneth. I don't either. You got to contest something up front. Now, watch this. This is where I think it gets interesting. Now they're at the 40-yard line. Okay, golden rule. Everybody want to complain about officiating. The rule is minimum 15 seconds left. You can't run the ball with no timeouts. That's minimal. That's a high school level. I've heard some coaches, Belichick and other ones, 16, 17 seconds, minimum. They come out on the 41. Look at this coverage. This coverage is hilarious. And again, one of the things I love most about D'Amico is his adjustments that he makes in game. This is incredible. I ain't never seen this before, guys, but they worked on it. Look at this. This is a freaking box. And you can see, I want you guys 10, 20, 25 yards deep. I want you guys on the perimeter. This, look, there's only one place you can go with this ball. And you're baiting Dak. You're telling this dude, please run it up the middle. There is no way you're throwing the ball anywhere close to the sidelines with this coverage. You can't. You can't. Why? Because there's 14 seconds left. The 49ers understood if they run this ball in the middle, game over. The Cowboys, not smart enough to figure that out. Three man. I mean, I love these adjustments. I love this defense, man. This is beautiful. It's understanding game awareness, having the clock on your side, understanding what your job is. Dak just says, screw it, takes off from the start. Now, if Dak goes down right there at the 30, you might be able to spike it. He gets greedy. Gets an extra 6 yards. 49ers don't even stay on top of him. Like, Aziz popped up quick. Just stay on top of him. Just stay on top of him. He gets going. Now, I want to see if the film stays here. Watch what... Oh, it took off. It's the cameraman. Oh, it's pandemonium. Like, it doesn't even show. Okay, now here we go. A couple things. It didn't show them not handing the quarterback, not handing the referee the ball. One, you hand the ball to the official so they can spot it because it's not allowed to start a play until the official marks the ball. Two, he hands it to his own center and spots the ball. This guy has to come and pick it up then. Also, look at this. This official down here at the bottom, this is the marker. It's here at like the 25. Dak spotted the ball 2 yards ahead of where it should have been. The official should have picked the ball up, pushed the offense back, then spotted the ball. This is all on Dak. Nobody else. The Cowboys aren't going to take any whatever, but like it's just awareness. It's understanding what you're supposed to do and not supposed to do. It's just football 101. It's IQ. And they don't have it. Why do they not have it? Their coaching staff. It's not so much a Dak thing, but this is hilarious, man. Like, why don't y'all complain about trying to steal 2 yards? Should have picked the ball up and walked them back. 100% they deserve this game to be called. And I hate the Cowboys. So that's what it is. But I think it's been fun. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this. And I mean, shoot, what, we're at a minute or an hour and a half on this. We just did the offense. You want to go back through. Again, we've done this for every single game the past year and a half. Patreon.com, 49ers Rush Podcast. Support the podcast. Check it out. And if you like it, awesome. And if you don't, we'll refund your money 100%. Thank you guys so much. And again, really appreciate all that you guys do for us. Thank you. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.